Corinthians chapter 1, because this is, he goes through the epistles of Paul, where he references the saints, where Paul references the saints, and he goes, I'm going to prove it to you. It's so clear. It's so clear. Any saved person will be able to know this. You know, that's his go-to phrase, by the way. So in other words, he's saying, if you don't understand this, then you're probably not saved. Yeah. Is what he's telling you. Look at verse 2. He says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. And he says, there you go. See? Someone who's called to be a saint is not a saint yet. They're just called to be a saint. And he gives this stupid analogy where he says, you know, if I'm called to be a pastor, that means I'm not a pastor yet, but I'm working on it, you know. I'm in that process of becoming a pastor because we're called. And he says it's so clear because if you go to different portions of Paul's epistles, some say called to be saints and others just say to the saints. See, these at Corinth, they're called to be saints, okay? Okay, well, let's go ahead and use that reasoning with verse number 1. Yeah. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God and Sosthenes, our brother. So let me ask you a question. When he wrote that, was the apostle Paul not an apostle yet? Riddle me this, LeBlanc. Yeah, that's good. You know, did he not graduate from Bible college at that time yet, or what? He hadn't gotten his certificate of divinity of apostleship? Is that what that means? No. You see, you can be called to be something while you're currently in that position.